Now, before we go farther than that, I want to differentiate between plot and story weaving. Now, story weaving is how you unfold the exposition. Which cats do you let out of the bag first, until at the end of the story, the audience is aware of all the cats that were in the bag? They can see what pattern is made. You look at something like Remains of the Day, and clearly the order in which the audience is informed of the exposition is quite different than the order in which the characters supposedly lived the events of the story. When we're talking about plot tonight, normally both of those things are contained in the traditional understanding. Plot means the order in which things happen in a story. But there's a difference in dramatica between the order in which things happen in the internal logic or internal progression of the events of a story versus the order in which you let your audience know about it. So clearly you may want to do a flashback or a flash forward that is like in Remains of the Day. The characters aren't aware that that's happening. They just suddenly jump into the future. We see them doing things in the future, but they are not aware that any changes in time has occurred because we're looking at a segment of what for them was just a continuous progression. And very often you want to create suspense in your audience by leaving pieces out and telling them about them later, or putting two pieces together that the characters never see coming together, or giving information to the audience that the characters don't have, like there's a bomb under the desk or something. All of these things are story weaving. They're techniques for manipulating your audience. But at the end of the story, if the story is to have meaning, the audience has to be able to look back and say, oh, inside the story, now that I've rearranged the way I was told this story, I can see that this led to this, led to this, led to this, led to this, and this where it ended up. So I know what that internal logic of the story was with the internal progression. So, any questions on that before we move on?
Just clarify that last statement you had. Does that mean that flashbacks and flash forwards are not taken in sequence here?
No. That means we don't look at them particularly as part of plot, but as part of the story weaving. Meaning you've got an internal order, and then when you start to present that to your audience, you may choose to rearrange it, a la Pulp Fiction. I mean, there's an internal order in which the logistics happen, and then there is the way in which the audience is let in on it, which appears that we actually are shown things that happened later, but we don't know that they're later until we see earlier.
Okay.
You know, John Travolta dies in the middle, and then he's back normal, and then I see, that's actually, you know, we have to start doing all that. The part where the audience is putting it all back together, or the author rearranges it out of order, is what we call story weaving. Plot is actually the internal sequence of events that is required by the story, that actually is part of the meaning of the story. The example Melanie uses a lot is, you know, a slap followed by a scream has a different meaning than a scream followed by a slap. That the meaning difference comes from its aspect of plot. You could have it really happen where the scream is followed by a slap, but the audience might be exposed to it where it appears to be it's first the slap and then the scream. You know, whichever, if I'm not
and later on, no, you did it right, and later on when they finally are able to see what the order actually was, then they would change their understanding of what the meaning of the story was. So you can make them feel that the story has one particular meaning, and then by showing them that the sequence was really different, you could create a different meaning at the end. And perhaps that's to your purposes, to lead them to it that way, rather than hit them over the head with a particular meaning to begin with.